335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message. The book of 2 Timothy, chapter 3. 2 Timothy, chapter 3. We continue in our series, Mega Grace. Our title for this message, creating reality. This is part two of creating reality. I want you to look at someone and tell them in a good, crisp voice, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. We, like no other creature or creation, are fearfully and wonderfully made in the image and likeness of God the Creator. Now, we are not gods. We are human. We are man. God is God. But when He created us, He put some of Him in us. In man. Let man have dominion. Let us make the man in our image and after our likeness. I want to emphasize two important faculties this morning. The faculty to imagine, imaginations, images, imagine. That's a strong faculty of our creation, of who we are. The ability, the capacity, the faculty to imagine. It's interesting how when we were small or young or even little children, and it's a wonderful thing that God especially expresses through children, but how they imagine. Yeah, I was mentioned before how a little child, a little girl can be having a tea party all by herself, her and her little teddy bear. And she's just talking, having a conversation, and the teddy bear drinks the tea, and, oh, Mrs. Poo-Poo, or whatever she calls her, you know, let's go out for a walk, let's go out to the garden, and, or a little guy with his G.I. Joe. How many remember G.I. Joes? Captain Action, I don't know what the figures are now, Ant-Man, or, you know, he's a captain here, you know, superhero, and he's doing all the heroic stuff, but the capacity or the faculty to imagine. And then I want to touch on the capacity to have expectation. These are vital, vital and important to the kingdom of God, and they are answers to why the world is in the condition that it is in right now. In 2 Timothy chapter number 3, I want to start with a verse 1, 2 Timothy 3. This know also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. I'm only going to read a portion of this second verse. For men shall be. Now we can go down the list. It'll define what man has become and what man is progressively becoming in a worsening state. But it says, in the last days, know this, that perilous times shall come, for men shall be. In other words, the reason times are perilous are because men have become something. And so because men have become something, the environment, the atmosphere, the times are a reflection of what man has become. Now stay with me. When God created man, He gave man the capacity, the faculty to create. What we see in the world today is a result of what has been created through man, the deprived, fallen state of man. Now, let's take it back to Genesis chapter 1. You don't have to turn there, but when God created the man, and I want you to see this principle. When He created the man and placed him in the garden, Okay, he's in the garden. After the fall, now remember the garden was pristine beauty, perfect, everything, the fruit, everything in the garden, beautiful to look at, fragrance, everything was wonderful. But when man fell, it says that God drove the man from the garden. And the reasoning behind that is because if the man had of stayed there, the ability to recreate after himself would have caused everything to change. The environment would have changed because of man. So God drove him from the garden. All right? Do you understand? Take, for example, and this may not be the best of examples, but it's a true example. If you take people from poverty-stricken areas, unless there's a renewing of their mind, you can take them and place them in Beverly Hills, in the finest of an area, and for a little while, it'll be okay. But after a while, what's in them, what they imagine, what they expect is going to begin to take over. We had it happen where I lived in our neighborhood. They did a housing project toward the back of the neighborhood way back on Park Avenue, and there was train tracks and stuff back there, but they built a lot of what they call fab houses. And when they destroyed, I think it was Cabrini Green, it was a housing development in Chicago. They moved a number of those families into these houses. They were nice houses. They were just houses where you could put them up real easy. You know, they were, but they were nice houses. Within a year's time, that whole area of the community looked like Vietnam. I mean, it was like, whoa, a jungle, windows broken out, car engines in the front yard, grass grown up tall as your waist. It's just like what was brought, the mindset, and what they had the ability to recreate, they brought with them. Amen. Amen. Now see, understand, the devil is not a creator. He hasn't created anything. He'll cause confusion. That's why in order to get into the planet, he had to come through Adam and Eve. He couldn't get here except through man's faculties. God himself, when he came to redeem, he had to come through the womb. You understand? Tell somebody you are fearfully and wonderfully made. A lot of our circumstances, whether positive or negative, are a result of what we've created, what we've imagined, what we've expected. Amen. When God came, he, in order to do it legally, he had to become a man to redeem us back. Now, my point, all of what we see in the world is a result of how Lucifer has manipulated, Satan has manipulated mankind to imagine the worst and to expect the worst. A lot of stuff that, you know, they talk about how the resources of the earth are being depleted. That's a lie from the pit of hell. We're going to run out of oil supplies. Now, that's a lie. The resources that God has put in place, there's no end to the resource. Hello, somebody. But Lucifer, the devil, has conditioned minds all the way from in Genesis, conditioned man's mind for his agenda. Now, let me make this statement so that you understand. The devil knows he don't have a chance. Listen, he and all the demons know they have but a short time. They know their end is that they will be bound in chains of darkness. They know it. They know they can't win this. Hello. It's not them fighting, trying to dethrone God. They know they don't have a chance. They know their doom is sealed. But his goal is to take everybody he can that's in the image of God, because he hates God's creation, and he's a destroyer. The thief cometh but to steal. He know, well, while I'm here, I'm going to steal everything. You ever met somebody hateful like that? Just like the devil. You just like the devil. They are. That's just like the devil. He know he lost, but he's going to scratch and claw on his way out. He's going to kick and try to break stuff on his way out. And that's what he's doing to mankind. But man, in his imagination, has been conditioned in a negative sense. Negativity. The fallen nature is negative. Prone to evil. You don't have to teach a child foolishness. He'd leave him to himself. He'll break up everything. Because that's the fallen nature. And so through imaginations and expectations, the world has bought into his agenda. I won't get into this political and that, but you know, the president, prime ministers, and all of them, they're really just puppets. Amen. They're mouthpieces for agendas that are behind them. You can say what you will or may, how powerful, the most powerful, no, there's a whole nother agenda that's behind that, that's orchestrated by Nephilim spirits, fallen spirits that have an agenda for the world. And now, here's the key. If they can get enough people to believe, to buy into their agenda through their imagination and through their expectation, they can establish that agenda. Why do you think secular media, news, television programs, they carry subliminal messages? Amen. All of them. Just about everything, except maybe TV, you know, or Christian broadcasting, because two different worlds. But they carry subliminal messages to try to condition your mind. Think about all the, some of you that are of age, you know, back in the day, all these horror movies, extraterrestrial, all this stuff wasn't all this demonic stuff, all this, it was more subtle back then. Now it's just out in front of your face. Amen. See, back in the day, you couldn't cuss on TV. Amen. What? Amen. They'll take that program off. Amen. Today they cuss, they do stuff. You see people, men kissing men and women kissing on TV. That used to be what they call XXX rated. At the show, you had to be old to get in there. You know what I mean? It was like, just couldn't anybody. But today is coming up. Why? Because man's mind has been conditioned to accept certain things, to compromise certain things, to think it's just normal. That's why they have that rainbow coalition agenda. Why the White House was lit up like a rainbow, to try to get people acclimated and conditioned in their mind to accept gay marriage and all this stuff that is not God's agenda at all. And if you stand up against it, you are intolerant. You know, you're labeled the one. Well, the Bible tells me that Israel in the last days is going to be called the stone, not the stone that the builders rejected, but the stone that they're going to stumble over. All the nations are going to reject Israel.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in Mega Grace.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.